Karna Esther.
Randola is not on yet.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening. I think it's just you and I.
Oh,
right,
okay. Now. I'm going to go on mute until he comes on.
I guess he's not coming on tonight.
I don't know. Do you want me to text him?
Yeah.
Because it keeps going off and on because, so I don't know. Maybe there's a problem with, so let me get my other phone. Hold on 1 second, okay?
It may be the weather because we're having really bad weather here.
Oh.
We're having tornadoes and all flooding and all kinds of stuff.
Good evening.
Well, that's what happens when you live in Texas, you know, Brandy.
Well, no, they never do anything small in Texas. When it happens, it happens.
But I hope you're safe.
I'm safe. But the poor people in San Antonio, oh, my God, the wind was so hot, it bent one of those huge electrical poles, you know, the ones that are double duty, it just kind of crumbled it all up. That was pretty bad.
I understand. We will get started shortly. I apologize for being delayed. I just got caught up in a conversation with somebody who needed some help.
That's okay. Just blame it on the weather.
Okay.
It was the weather.
The weather where I am?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the weather where you are.
The weather where I am was a beautiful 70-something degrees today.
Oh, well, you can't blame it on the weather then.
No, but it's supposed to be raining tonight and tomorrow and Wednesday. So I'll blame it on the future weather. How's that work?
Okay, blame it on the future weather.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
You could say the seed was planted of the future weather coming, right?
Yes, I can do that.
Well, there you go.
Okay, so we're at, I believe it's verse. Let me find the right verse. We're at verse 321. Is that correct from anybody's memory?
Yes.
Say again?
I guess. That sounds right.
Okay. L'shem Yehud Kut Shabarichu Ishkinte Bid Hilur 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 Hino Le'akta L'shem Yud He B'vav He B'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayinu Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kanenei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kanenei ולתחצי כל בני עלמא בשעתה בנעימי על ארסייהו ולעיליה ולעיליה פרש קרפה על כל בני עלמא תעמי תעמה דמותה ומי גו Ditame Tama Demota Airuha Musava Shatya Alma Visae Alma Visharya Al Yadoi Divarnash the seas the east of. Come and see. When people sleep on their beds at night, and when night spreads its wings upon the world, they taste the taste of death. Because they do, the spirit of defilement roams around the world and defiles it. It settles upon a man's hands, and he is made unclean. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Hanoch, I have a question. From what I've read, is when we sleep, that is 1/60th of death?
That's correct.
Do you know, or is it a known, what percentage of death is anesthesia, like general anesthesia?
I've never heard it expressed, but it would be along the same lines, about 1/60th of death. Because
okay.
The 1/60th represents the 6 Sephirot of Zeron Pin, and the 10 Sephirot within each of those 6, that's where the 60 comes from. It's a metaphor talking about death represents Malchut, because it's the final judgment, the end. So the 1/60th of death represents the relationship to Zeron Pin.
Okay, thank you.
Does anybody else have any questions or comments? So I get to test you all, right? Why do you wash your hands in the morning?
To get the negativity off of them.
Correct. And where do you get that information from?
From you?
You get it from this verse in the Zohar. It's saying when you go to sleep, your soul leaves. But the defilements, the negativity, roams around the world. And it inhabits your body. And as your soul comes back, it comes back step by step, like everything else in process. And step by step means it comes back into your body and pushes the negativity out. And the last part of that, of the negativity that still holds on, is connected to your hands, because your hands represents Malchut. You do the actions of doing things with your hands. And that is the connection to Malchut. It doesn't stay in your mouth, because your mouth is on a higher level. It's Malchut, but on a higher level. But your hands are on that level. It's not your feet, because you know, the only thing you do with your feet is walk. But your hands can be doing all kinds of negative things, or they can be doing positive things, but when the negativity inhabits your body, and now the soul comes back and starts to push that negativity out, the last part that leaves the negativity, because it is connected to your hands because of the relationship of Malchut. And so that's why we wash our hands. Now, why do we wash our hands in the manner that we do? First off, I have to explain the manner, and I've done this before, but it's good to repeat it. When you're washing your hands in the morning, you use a two-handled cup, hopefully. You pick the water up, pick the cup up with your right hand and transfer it to your left. And you pour on your right hand from your wrist down. And then you change hands and pour on your left. That's one cycle. Then you change back. You transfer hands excuse me, I made the mistake. You pick it up with your right hand, you transfer it to your left, and you pour the water on your right hand. Then you transfer it to your right hand and pour on your left hand. That's one cycle. You repeat that three times until you end up with the cup of water in your right hand having poured on your left now for the third time. Now, why do we pour six times, three cycles of two? Because we're relating to the six sephirot of Zeron Pin. There is a particular klipa that will not leave your hands without that six times washing. Now, we say the blessing after the washing, which has 13 words. 13 is unity. So now that we've pushed out the negativity, we have to reunite all the parts of the body, and we do so with a whole series of blessings. But the first one is the blessing of washing of hands, which that's the second thing you say after you say Modeh Ani. Now, the next part of this discussion, we say the same blessing when we wash hands for eating. And there are many different customs for washing hands for eating. Some people do exactly the same actions that I described, the six. But the Kabbalists only do four washings, twice on the right and twice on the left, because they don't want to be doing the same actions that deals with negativity to be blessing, to be what they eat. So they say the same blessings, but the action is different. But the reason you wash hands is expressed and explained in this verse 321. If there are no other questions, I'll go on to verse 322.
Hello. Can I ask one question real quick?
Of course.
So you were just saying the only difference between how the Kabbalists do it at the second, like after meals. Okay, so it's other than first thing in the morning after meals, they only wash twice. So they only wash each hand.
No, we're not talking about washing hands after meals. We're talking about washing hands before you eat bread.
How about washing hands before meals?
Washing, that's what I'm talking about. If you're going to eat a meal that has bread,
okay,
the halakha says you have to wash your hands, and the method you use is the four, twice on the right and twice on the left.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
And the reason for the four is you're connecting to Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh.
Okay.
Verse 322. Lekha aditar ve'it hadar le'ya nishmateya ve'koma de'yikrav bido kolho misave ve'gin desharya alayhu ruach misava the Alda Laisav Barnash Mano Le Alvasha Mi Mandila Natel Yedo Havdeha Amshich Aleya Hahuruach Mesava Vistav Vitleya Rishu Lahai Ruach Mesava Visharya Bekol Atar Teish Tekach Rishimu Mesitraya. And when he wakes from his sleep and his soul is returned to him, all that he touches with his hands is made unclean, because the spirit of uncleanliness is upon those. Hence one should not receive his clothes from the hands of another who has not washed his hands, because it is in so doing he will draw upon himself the spirit of defilement and become unclean. The spirit of defilement then receives permission to dwell anywhere that this man can be found. Questions, comments, thoughts? There are no questions, no comments. Nobody has any thoughts on this subject?
So, Hanoch, if someone gives you clothes that are unclean, no, that they, someone with unclean hands that doesn't wash their hands gives you clothes, there's negative energies that still are, stay with those clothes.
The negative energy stays not only with the clothes, but it will stay all around you.
And so if you get rid of those clothes, will the negative energy still stay there, or unless until you...
The nature of negativity is to expand. It wants more. It's a reactive desire to receive for the self alone, but it wants more. So when you get up, if you put on clothes, before you wash your hands, you are transferring the negativity of your hands to the clothing. And it's going to stay there all day long. So do you get dressed when you leave your bed to wash your hands? The Kabbalist doesn't walk four steps without a kippah on his head. So when he gets out of bed, he doesn't take off his night clothes. He washes his hands right at the bed. He has a bowl of water that is covered so that it doesn't get defiled during the night. And then he pours it the six times on his hands, and only then will he remove his night clothes. Because if he touched his night clothes, he's bringing that negativity to himself the next night. And God forbid you should touch your eyes before you get out of bed. You are bringing that negativity to your vision so that you're not going to be able to see clearly. And I could go on and on. You can get the idea. It's very important to be careful first thing in the morning, to remove the negativity before you touch anything.
Thank you, Hanoch.
You're welcome. Verse
3:23. I have a question before we go on.
Go ahead, Brandy.
Does not saying the Shema before you go to bed, protect your body from that negativity?
No, it protects your soul as it elevates to the Garden of Eden, the lower Garden of Eden. As your soul goes up, it's going to be attacked by these negative entities who, when they lose the battle and have to let the soul go upstairs, they then settle on the body and defile it. It protects you from being attacked as you elevate. It does not protect the body. But when you say the Shema in the morning, having cleansed yourself, having said the 18 morning blessings, and then you start going through the process of elevating world by world in the morning, and you reach that level of the Shema, then it is protecting your body for the day. But it's also protecting your soul for the day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Verse 323. We yedo barnash miman tila natel yedo begindiam shich aleya hahu ruach mesava wikabeleya hai vittinatal maya mineya vitleya rishulisharya alo divarnash begin kach bae Barnash lis istamra, bekol sitro misitra, dehai hivya bisha dila, ishlotalo bezamin, kudshabarichu lialma, diate liava avala, leya me alma, Ahi dikti vihet ruach, hatuma avir, min haaretz, ukti bila hamavet, lanetzach wigomer. Hence, one should not receive the vessel for washing his hands from another who has not washed his hands already, and has drawn upon himself the spirit of uncleanliness, and the spirit of defilement has permission to settle upon he who receives water from such a person. Hence one should be very careful in whichever way he turns, and beware of the side of the evil serpent, so that it does not gain control of him. In the future, the Holy One, blessed be he, will remove the spirit of uncleanliness from this world, and the world that is coming. Hence it is written, I will cause the spirit of uncleanliness to pass out of the earth, and he will destroy death forever. Actually, the translation, destroy death forever, is incorrect. He will swallow death forever. Questions, comments, thoughts?
No comment. I think it's pretty explanatory.
It is. The verse is as clear as it is written. The only thing it's saying, it's reinforcing what we spoke about on the earlier two verses. It's reinforcing this idea that you shouldn't touch anything that's unclean, and everything that's upon awakening, everything is unclean. So the less you touch before you wash, the better. And that's why you say Mode Ani in bed, because you're not saying the name of God. But then you say that you wash your hands, And then you don't say the blessing in the bathroom. But you can go to the bathroom and cleanse, you know, your body through whatever, either of the two actions. But when you leave the bathroom, you wash your hands again, cleansing them. And then you say the blessing outside of the bathroom. And now you can start to touch things that are already clean. But if you're picking up old clothes that you left on the floor the night before, you're picking up things that are unclean, spiritually unclean. And it's the whole process of recognizing these truths. And most people, you know, have other, you know, secular habits. They don't understand this. And so they're constantly being brought within the orbit of the negative system. Even when they go to the synagogue, before you start to pray in the morning, you need to wash your hands again to make sure that you just, in case you would touch something that was unclean.
Hello.
Yes.
It can drive you crazy because, like, I wash my hands in the morning, but then I think to myself, the sink. So which hand do you turn the water on with? And then when I'm learning my prayers and I use a book, but you need the book or, you know, to learn Modiani, the prayer, or, you know what I mean? So it kind of drives you crazy, like.
Well, let's understand. Yes. If you are going to be a righteous person at the highest levels, it can drive you crazy. What we're teaching is how to be a normal person so that it doesn't drive you crazy. For example, yes, when you're learning Modiani, you hold the book, okay. But after a few weeks or a month or if you're 70 or 80 years old, after a year, you've memorized it. And now you don't need to hold the book to say Modiani. It's all relative to where you are. If you're learning, there's going to be less judgment than if you've been doing this for 30 years. And you feel, you know, by habit, touching the bedclothes before you go to the bathroom. It's all part of growing spiritually. And recognize this. It's not about making you crazy. And you're absolutely right. At the beginning, it makes you crazy because you try and do everything at once. And that's Satan getting you again. Because you don't know. So therefore, do what you know. Change the habits that you've been doing step by step. You're not righteous the next day after you study what we just read. But you can start to make changes in what you do. You don't have to do everything all at once, overnight, immediately. That's what makes you crazy. That's Satan saying to a righteous person, well, just do a little bit more. Do a little bit more. And when he does a little bit more, he crashes because he doesn't have the vessel to do a little bit more. So recognize it. It's not about making you crazy. It's about learning. This is an educational process. It's a change step by step. If you try and do everything, you're going to be falling right back into Satan. So having learned what I said about this, How will you change your patterns? What did you do this morning that will cause it? As you said, well, what faucet do I turn on? Well, why do you need to turn on a faucet? You can have a bottle of water and a dish where you don't have to turn on the faucet. You can just use new water. Of course, who's going to use clean, purified water from a bottle that costs you $1.50 a bottle? So that's why the Kabbalists have gone to this idea where they put water in a bowl and they use that bowl to wash their hands. They cover the bowl so the water doesn't become defiled during the night, and then you don't have to touch a faucet. But again, step by step, don't make yourself crazy. That is Satan catching you again.
Thank you, Hanukkah.
You're welcome. If there are no other questions, we'll be teaching from Rabbi Ashlag at the 7 o'clock class. And I'm reminding you, this coming Sunday at 7 o'clock is Rosh Chodesh Connection for the month of Adar. And Friday there is a lunar eclipse. So it's going to be more difficult during Adar to be happy than it would be in other years. Doesn't mean it's not possible. You just have to work at it more. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.